for our Wednesday morning conversation. Heidi O'Hare is here, and so is Miss Annette from the children's part of the library. And so good morning, you two.
Good morning.
All right. Library programs for June. And Zach and I were talking about this. I've heard it being said a lot. It seems like it cannot be already Memorial Day weekend upon us, but here we are. Zach said it's the earliest Memorial Day weekend possible, the way the calendar is laid out. So that's why maybe it seems like it snuck up on us a little bit. Usually it's another week away, but it's really early this year. So here we are.
All right. Feel like it's just because I'm getting older. My grandma would always say, like, time goes faster as you get older.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, don't stop because nothing stops for you.
Our grandmas must have grew up on the same block. I remember getting bored during summer vacation. I said, Grandma, is there something we can do? This summer vacation is just dragging on. She says, you wait till you get to me my age, little boy. Yeah, time goes faster when you get older. And Grandma was right on the money.
Yep.
And so here we are, but time to start talking about summertime stuff at the library. When I was looking at the layout here of our notes here this morning, and Annette, as the kids' librarian, yeah, you can probably really chime in on this. My little grandson is 3 years old. He'll be four in November. And he's already got dinosaur books memorized front to back. I mean, it's been a wonderful learning experience with that little boy. When it comes to dinosaurs and reading, he is all about that. He has literally memorized books. He'll come up on my lap and say, Grandpa, the Tyrannosaurus Rex is a ferocious hunter with big teeth. And I mean, just the same words right out of the book. And he can go page by page by page. And so I guess my point in all this, one of the best things in my life that's ever happened is when we get over to the kid's house, little Leo climbs up on my lap with a book and says, let's read, Grandpa. That is an awesome thing. I see your face just lighten up. You get that all the time at the library, I'll bet.
Oh, sure. And, you know, maybe not every single child is a dinosaur child, but that's a perfect example of when people say, oh, my child isn't interested in reading, or they don't like this or that. What really is the thing is to find what they like.
Yeah.
And so once you find the thing, which is dinosaurs for a lot of kids,
mm-hmm.
that's the spark that gets them started into being interested in reading. Then they go through phases where they go on to trucks, or they
sure.
go on to unicorns, or
yeah.
whatever it is. But if you can just keep a thing that keeps them interested in wanting to know more and read more, yeah, that's
the
magic.
But the key is to that magic is this is something that the parents have to take on. You have to, generally speaking, right, a kid's going to want to play, first of all. So generally speaking, if a parent wants to get their kid more involved in reading, I would think one of the best things to do is start very early, first of all, and before the kids can say yes or no, just sit that kid down, start reading. They want to hear it coming from your voice. They want to hear the noises that you can make along with those dinosaurs and stuff. That's what the kids are really going to clamp on to. The learning and the reading part just comes naturally after that.
Well, because they want connection. They want to be close to you. That little people,
yeah.
they want to connect with you, and they want to feel loved and important. And when they're on your lap with a book, I mean, there's a lot more going on there than the words on the page.
Yeah.
You know, the connections that's being made and all the
yeah.
good feelings that are associated with that. And then they start to, you know, reach for turning the page. And then they realize, oh, you know, I can identify things on the page, and I know what's going to happen next, and it just kind of goes from there. You cannot start early enough. You really can't. You can read to babies, and maybe, you know, they don't want to sit, or maybe you can still read. You can always read.
Moms can read to the babies in the womb. I've heard stories about that, too, that, you know, all that stuff pays off in the end. And the bottom line is kids are smarter. There's a better personal connection between you two, and you both know each other a little bit better. These are win-win-win situations all the way around.
And keep books around. I mean, yes, there's so many little board books now. Now they make board books that are probably like 3-inch by 3-inch that a little child can hold on to. And yeah, maybe they'll put it by their mouth. But generally, if you just keep those just laying with the rest of their toys, they're going to stop and pick it
yeah.
up and open it up. My mm-hmm. little grandson does. He's, you know, just over 1 year old, and he has 1 year old, and he'll just stop, pick up a book and open it up, and he'll start pointing to things in it because he's been read to, but also because it's just available to him.
And that's the other thing where grandma and grandpa, mom and dad get a lot of satisfaction when they start recognizing words and recognizing what the words are as it applies to the pictures on them when they are pointing that out. Boy, that makes you feel good as a grown-up.
Yeah.
It's hard to beat reading with a kid, bottom line. And so with that in mind, let's talk about some themes for the summer programs here. Kids got a lot of time on their hands in the summertime. Caregivers do as well. And so why not combine that with some time at the library? So let's get going. This year's theme is Unearth a Story. The focus on dinosaurs, paleontology, and archaeology. The theme inspires us to dig into a good book, uncover hidden stories, explore the past while celebrating the joy of discovering that reading brings. I think we just said all that, didn't we?
Yep.
We kind of just said all that. So when it comes to putting these programs together, Heidi, chime in too here. How does the library go about putting these programs together each year?
Well, luckily for the summer, not all the time, but typically we look at the nationwide. They have a summer library program.
Okay.
And we'll look at the theme and see if it fits in within what we would like to do. Some themes have worked out for us and some themes haven't, but this one has.
Okay.
Because I think dinosaurs are very universal.
Yeah.
And interesting, and the graphics and images, like the staff and I were talking, we're really excited about our summer t-shirts this year.
Really?
Yeah, because they're dinosaurs reading books, so they're kind of cute.
Those are going to go over big.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think those are going to go over big.
And Unearth a Story, we can also kind of, you know, extend that into other things like maybe an excavator or some sort of a construction type thing, or we can, you know, go into garden, or there's ways that you can kind of also tie other themes in with the theme that we get. So that's kind of been fun to do as well.
Go digging some worms.
Sure.
There's a story right there, right? Digging worms at the library in the summertime. The theme is Unearth a Story, and so there's going to be different types of programming all through the summer. Tuesdays and Thursdays are the operative days here we're talking about, right? And so let's get right at it here. Tuesdays at 10:30, it's going to be story time. That's stories and fun on the library lawn, if weather permits. Let's talk a little bit about that. How are you going to decide what are the themes each Tuesday?
I set up that program, and I just, like I said, I'll go through, because I don't want to read, you know, 7 weeks of dinosaurs. I mean, I love dinosaur stories, but I think we should probably mix it up a little bit.
Sure.
So are there other things, like I said, maybe I can tie in some excavator stories, or maybe I can tie in some digging in the garden stories, or digging for treasure, or different ways to try to find some other books that we can incorporate into the theme a little bit, and each week make it a little bit different and fun.
That's the Tuesday story time, and on Thursday, starting at 10:30, it's outdoor events for everybody. And boy, this I'm seeing some oldies but goodies on here, and some new stuff too. Let's start with June 18th. It's going to be dinosaur celebration. So that's going to be combined. Let's see. I don't have a calendar for me. Is the 18th a Tuesday and the 25th a Thursday?
No, those are all Thursdays.
These are all Thursdays.
These are
okay.
All Thursdays.
Got it. So the outdoor events for everybody are all on Thursday. So the first one is June 18th, and it's dinosaur celebration. What are they going to be looking for outside as it pertains to dinosaurs?
Well, luckily, we'll have a couple of different activity stations that they can go from one station to another. We'll also have some face painters, and then we also have a I'm going to be calling the dinosaur pit, which is sand and dinosaurs, so you'll be able to dig for them and find them.
Yeah.
So just some fun activities.
So just, again, sticking with the theme, Unearth a Story.
Mm-hmm.
Digging in the sandbox. June 25th is a Thursday. It's the Magic of Isaiah. Now, I have no idea. What is that? Is this a real magic show?
Yeah, he's a real magician.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He comes up from the La Crosse area, and he does juggling, magic, and then a lot of his routine or comedy a little bit, he ties into books. And so he'll tie into this summer's theme, you know, with his show. So,
and it is for all ages.
Yeah.
And on the lawn, it's just fun to watch.
So enjoy. With all this stuff, it's not just about the kids, parents, grandmas and grandpas, caregivers, everybody's encouraged to come along and participate as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Yeah, it's fun to play with kids. So a magic show on June 25th, on July 2nd. I don't know about this one. Who picked Snake Discovery?
Oh, they're fabulous. You know, we've had them in the past, and I was unsure because I had a thought that I might not like snakes. Huh. And then after attending this show and actually putting a large snake around my shoulders.
Really? One of those like boas?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. I was like, this is cool. And I thought snakes were slimy, but they're not.
No, they're nice
they're
and dry.
They really feel interesting. And I just recommend it. You know, if you're scared of snakes, you don't have to come up near the snakes. If you want to bring children, but you feel like you're scared of the snakes, it's okay. You don't have to touch them. That's not required of this. They're just there to share the different types of animals, the reptiles and the snakes, and give more information about them. And then if you care to touch them, you can.
You know, it'd be a good way to maybe bring a kid along if they're curious and they're not sure.
And a lot of kids are interested in snakes. And, you know, finding out about them and also being able to see how different the sizes are.
Okay.
And your comfortability. And the lawn is really big. So if you're not comfortable, you can be far away.
Okay.
So it's your comfort zone.
But oftentimes if we're uncomfortable about something, it's because we don't understand it. And so bringing the understanding, the education, just like Annette, they're not such a scary thing anyway. They're beautiful. There's a lot of snakes that are just beautiful animals.
And it's amazing to see, like, the shape of their, you know, their heads and how they move. And it's just, the curiosity can be opened up and understood.
And there's, you know what, it's kind of fun to discover a shed snake skin when you're walking through the woods or through the fields around here anytime. And kids will understand what that's all about then.
Yeah.
So is Snake Discovery, is that like an organization that comes and sets up a show?
Yeah, they're from the Minnesota area.
Okay.
Or Minneapolis area, sorry.
Okay. So that's on July 2nd. Boy, that sounds like it's going to be a good time, too. July 9th, the Mammoth Hunter. No idea.
Well, recently, there's just been, I think maybe with this summer library theme, but I know that there was an article about him in the Wausau City Pages. He was on the... Channel 12 had him on for an interview, but he's coming to our library.
There's a guy named the Mammoth Hunter.
Yes, and his focus is like the Stone Age, so pre-dinosaurs, actually, like the mammoths and saber-tooth and things like that.
Okay.
And, you know, the culture of that time, including like the tools that they used and how they, you know, how they lived. And so he does a presentation as someone from that time. So
We've
not had him before, so it's going to be something new, and we're
like a reenactor.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, very neat. That's called the Mammoth Hunter, and that's on July 9th. July 16th, the oldie buddy goodie. Tom Pease has been entertaining kids and grown-ups up north here for a lot of years.
We just, you know, it's just always a fun time when Tom comes. We didn't have him last year, he's been doing it, like you said, a very long time, but he's still out there doing shows, and we were just excited to have him come back once again to the library.
Everybody gets singing eventually, right?
Yeah. It's so fun.
Yeah.
It really is.
And again, an organization near and dear to my heart, July 23rd, the Northwoods Wildlife Center is going to bring the presentation. That's got to be one of the most popular ones that you do all summer, I would think.
We haven't had Bart come down for a little bit, so it'll be fun to have him back. And he's going to do a fossil activity presentation.
Bart Catarba is still at the Wildlife Center, huh?
Yeah.
When you see him, tell him Jeff in the Morning says hi.
Okay.
I go way back with him, and he trained me on how to clean an owl cage properly.
Oh.
Way, way back in the day, I used to volunteer up there on the weekend, and
I just
thought it was the coolest thing that I could go to this place on Saturdays, and I could open up an owl cage, put my fist in there, and have an owl sitting on my fist. I just would sit and look at those. I just thought, this is the coolest thing ever. And then they would say, get the crap out of the cage. And so I'd have to, you know, go to work and stop playing with the birds. I was there to clean their cages. But the Wildlife Center, all of our rehab places up here, not only that one in Minocqua, but the ones in Anago and in Rhinelander, I think that it's pretty cool that we have places like that up here. And I'm so glad that kids are going to get up close and personal with them on July 23rd.
Well, and learn how to, you know, if you do find something, how to not touch it or not interact with it, call the right people, and all that educational factors that they also bring.
That's as important as seeing the critters that they usually bring, right? They usually bring some owls, birds, and stuff, right?
This time, because he's doing a fossil, I think he's not going to bring anything living that I know of, but I...
Okay.
Yes.
Bart might surprise you, though. So Northwoods Wildlife Center program on July 23rd, and then the final one on July 30th. It's Foam Zone Party and More. I remember we talked about that last year. Was last year the first one?
Yeah, it was so fun.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, it was so fun.
Yeah. So what's a foam zone party like? So what's it really like?
It's just like this big
cannon
that, like, spews out foam.
Environmentally friendly.
Yeah.
Foam.
Okay.
And then you, like, it's like swimming through the foam.
Really?
You could just run around and, like, have fun.
They play music, so it's kind of like a dance party in the foam, and the kids just have a blast.
Do any grown-ups get involved at all?
Only when the kids come running towards you and want to give you a hug when they're all
full. Yeah.
Okay, so that's got to be something fun to see, too. So the whole yard out there is full of foam by the end of this party.
They're just, like, it was so much, like, their energy and, like, all of the fun they had. And
then when it's done, it's amazing. The foam just goes away.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, pretty nice. And so where can somebody see all this stuff? Because they don't have the notes in front of them that I do. And so is there a place where this is all printed out where people can keep it? If it was me, if I was a parent with a little kid at home, I'm putting this on the refrigerator with a magnet and keeping there all summer long.
It's all on the website.
So print it out from the website.
Sure. Or if you want to print out, you can also come to the library and
we have
a newsletter coming out with all of this information on it.
Tell me about reading Bingo Quick.
Well, we have in the past done mostly reading bingo. This year, we're going to mix it up and have reading bingo for some ages, but for the little people this year, we're going to have them do an activity where they color in a dinosaur for every so many minutes of reading that they do. So it's just a variety of reading challenges, including reading bingo, that we're going to provide for people who maybe can't come to the programming, or they do come to the programming and they want to challenge themselves by doing some reading this summer and earning an opportunity to win prizes.
Nice. So, and speaking of winning prizes, you're teaming up with the Woodchucks again, I see. Woody the Woodchuck is having the Woody's Reading Club. Kids read 5 books, earn a ticket to see a Woodchucks game.
Yeah, it's just so easy. Just 5 books, that's all. And then when you get the voucher for the ticket for the child, they also get a hot dog and a drink. So it's a really great opportunity. And I didn't put it on there, but there's also going to be a chance you could either get a ticket for a Woodchucks game or the Ignite softball.
Oh, yeah, the women's softball team there, yeah.
So there's going to be, you can choose your choice of either of the games that you, if you're interested in either attending either game.
That's awesome. I think this is going to be fun for grown-ups and kids, the guided bird walk. I've been a bird guy my whole life. This is coming up on May 30th from 10 o'clock until 1 o'clock. Who's Chucky?
He's a local bird guide.
Oh, okay.
In the area.
So Chucky's going to take the folks out for a walk and try to identify birds around the library and maybe help people get into birding. I love birding, and every time, I tell you what, I'm like a little kid at Christmas. I had a redhead woodpecker show up at my on one of my crab trees the other day, the first one since I've been here in Merrill. It's a huge event at my house when a new bird shows up outside. I make a huge deal out of it. My wife thinks I'm a nut, but anyway, it's a big deal. I've always been a bird guy, so we can learn more about birds that day.
Yeah, and it's a wonderful way to, like, just start to get into it or to show someone how they would do a walk or, you know, especially if you're like, oh, I haven't done this before. It's a nice way to, like, ease into it, to have a group where you can kind of talk to it. And last year, some people even made friends. So now they have people to go with or, you know, like, oh, I can call this person and now we can go for a bird watch. Typically, you would want to do it much earlier in the day because
they're more active.
Yeah. Because birds are the most active at
early,
either sunset or sunrise.
There's a reason they say early birds get the worm, because they're up early and they're up at it very early. Yeah. So that's 10 till 1 on May 30th. Real quick, Lego Day is coming up on June 9th from 10 till 11:30. Nothing needs to be said about that. Kids and Legos just go together. Living the Bird's Life for Kids. Anytime the North Lakeland Discovery Center folks go anywhere, they're going to attract a crowd. Tell us about that one real quick. It's coming up on June 11th.
I'm pretty excited about that one because it's an interactive one, too. So they're going to learn about birds, but they're also going to do, like, an obstacle course. And I'm curious to see how that goes. Okay. So I think that will be a lot of fun for the
kids. We've had Leisha in the past, and she just does an amazing job providing such a wonderful program.
Another long-time staple up north here in North Lakeland Discovery Center, and it's great when they get out of Manitowish Waters once in a while and come down and see us. And finally, Heidi, I said, what were you on? I saw you on TV the other day. What was that all about? It was America at 250. What's the library doing?
We received a PBS grant for America turning 250. And it is in relation to the Ken Burns document about the American Revolution.
Fascinating and, TV watching, by the way. If you haven't checked it out yet, definitely make it tune in TV.
And it's just talking about, we take segments of and have a just a community discussion after watching part of the video. And then the last one was really great, and it was wonderful to hear everyone's comments, and it was just very interesting.
So this is something that people sign up for to participate in?
Yes.
Okay, and how do they do that?
All they would need to do is call the library. There's a couple of slots left, and that
tomorrow's
is
the
for
last
tomorrow.
One.
Okay. The first one's on May 7th. The second one is tomorrow, the 21st, and it starts at noon.
Yep.
So if you got time at noon tomorrow, you want to learn a little bit more about the American Revolution, maybe have a conversation with some fellow people that are interested in it. Tomorrow's going to be the day to be at the library at noon, but sign up today.
Yep. And if you, because if you enjoy history, you'll enjoy that. And there's a free lunch.
Oh, free lunch. You'll always bring a few extra folks in. So again, call the library for that. Heidi and Annette, thank you both for being here. Thank you for taking such good care of our community, the kids especially here in Tomahawk, and always appreciate seeing you. So I guess we'll see you in end of June. Talk about more July stuff, maybe?
Sure. Or okay. August. Or, yes. Yeah, all of it.
Sometime down the road. How's that?
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you too, both, very much.